Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning, baseball people. It is Monday, the 20th of June, and this is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Forgive the somber tone, but this is an unprecedented and very dark time in Beat the Streak. Yesterday was a Father's Day disaster, a Sunday deeply unfun day for the top streakers. Let's call it the Machado shit show.
Out to play it, Sensatella's throw off the mark, and Manny goes down. Bit of a collision, and Manny Machado is down. He is in some pain. Rogo, the head trainer of the Padres, out there first.
Left foot, ankle, knee, what is it?
Ooh,
top of the bag, and he slips. Remember, Bryce Harper did that.
Rolled it.
Oh, no!
Oh! Manny Machado injured on a ground out in his first and only at-bat, carried off the field. The sound of horror as we all saw what we thought was his ankle broken. Instead, x-rays were negative. It may not be as personally disastrous to him and to the San Diego Padres as it initially seemed. That was maybe a cleat and an extended pant leg bending like that, not the ankle bone of the MVP frontrunner. But in this game, for this podcast, catastrophe, calamity, the Machado shit show. Machado was the number one most selected hitter in Beat the Streak yesterday, with a whopping 38% of all streakers selecting him. A hitter this hot at Coors Field against Antonio Senzatella, who gives up the second most hits per nine innings of any starting pitcher in baseball. The top four selections on the day were all Padres, in fact. But Manny Machado was chosen solo or as part of a double down by every single one of the top 10 streakers in the game, including our leader at 45, Kyle Schelotis, 26. Yes, just 12 games away from $5.6 million. Our season leader is toast because of that freak play where Manny's foot slides across the base. Baseball, she is cruel. The Machado shit show will be remembered. It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm your host, Matt Spiegel. Ryan Porth is our producer. Good morning to you. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning on this podcast. The new leader is G-Man Jones at 34. Got there with a double down of Luis Arraez and this man of the Yankees, Aaron Judge.
So he sees the ball a little bit better.
That one is ripped into right center field. It is a base hit. Gallo will score easily. The ball cut off by Springer. As LeMahieu goes to third and Judge is at second with an RBI double, and the Yankees lead 4-2.
Aaron Judge just continues to do things that put him in the MVP category day in and day out.
Three streakers are at 33, two at 32, two at 31, two at 30. It's a long season. And even though the top 10 all just went down yesterday, I know someone new will get to 40 this week. Maybe it's you. Let's take a look at what we learned over the weekend. A long, glorious weekend of baseball. The hottest hitter in the game is the standard bearer for MLB players, the crazy power surge in Seattle.
Trout sends a ball well hit out to right center field. That one's got a chance. He got it. He got it. Yeah.
That Mike Trout homer led to an extra inning Angels win on Saturday. One of five homers he had in the five-game series. Capped it with a go-ahead two-run shot Sunday, Mike Trout hit four game winners. The Angels won four games of the five and sit just 4.5 games back of that third wild card. They are not dead. The Atlanta Braves offense shut down for the first two games at Wrigley Field, got back cooking on Sunday.
Two balls, two strikes. Smoke toward the gap in left center field. That ball is well hit. That ball is off the ivy. Three consecutive doubles. RBI number 32 for Matt Olson.
Matt Olson has 27 doubles on the year, most in MLB, four more than guys like Rafael Devers and J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox, five more doubles than the man he replaced in Atlanta, Freddie Freeman. The rolling Cleveland Guardians stayed hot on Sunday with a big comeback win in L.A. at Dodger Stadium, highlighted by this first.
And Oscar Gonzalez on the first pitch drives one deep to Souvenir City, and we are tied up at two. His first big league homer knots the game up here in Dodger Stadium.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have to hit one, this is the perfect time to do it. One swing of the bat, he picked on a breaking ball and drives it into the seats, and there's a no-doubter. Congratulations on home run number one. We have a tie game.
Oscar Gonzalez now has a hit in 13 of his last 16 games. Cleveland, as I mentioned, came back yesterday, took the series in L.A. The young Guardians are getting it done. They have won 15 of their last 19 games and sit just one game back of the division-leading Twins. That organization, man, absolutely ridiculous. There's a stretch coming up, in fact, where Cleveland gets the Twins for 8 games in the matter of 10 days. That should be fun. You know what else is fun? Picks. New selections for you to start a new streak or continue the one that you still have rolling on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Nine games today, including some juicy matchups to start your streak. Look at the Angels with Chris Bubich and his 8-plus ERA going for Kansas City. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh against the 0-7 JT Brubaker. And the Mets are at home against the struggling Trevor Rogers of the Marlins. I still can't get over the Machado shit show. Oh, my God. 38% of streakers had Manny. Better luck today, everybody. Remember that every episode of the podcast, we give you what we call a daily stay away, a starting pitcher to stay away from. Sometimes we use the Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart. Yu Darvish is 28th on that chart and going today. It's not bad, but really it's about the last two starts for you. If you've been watching, he has looked like his once dominant self. 15 innings total against the Mets and the Cubs, just 7 hits allowed for Darvish in that span. He and the Padres are home tonight. He will control the Arizona Diamondbacks. So I say stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for the picks. I got the Daily Double A for you. First day stands for anecdotal. Look, the Rays are at home against Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. This is anecdotal and analytical together because G-Man Choi gets his man. G-Man Choi is a career 393 hitter against Gerrit Cole. Unbelievable. Give me the G-Man tonight. And analytically, mention the Padres at home going against Zach Davies of the Diamondbacks, who gives up a ton of batted balls. 78% contact rate for Davies. Jake Cronenworth, the landscaper, has indeed been raking. The last 7 days, Cronenworth has 16 hits. He's hitting .552 in the last 7 days. Absolutely outrageous. Davies puts at least one pitch right into the Crone Zone tonight. I know. I called out the Padres broadcast for using both the landscaper and the Crone Zone last week, and then here I am doing both. Whatever. It's our podcast, people. We can do what we want. Thanks for listening, by the way. Ryan Porth will make the Porth pick. I'll do it for him. He's got Mike Trout tonight, the red-hot Mike Trout, going against the lefty Chris Bubich on the mound for the Royals. Trout is hitting .368 since the hitless streak ended earlier this month. The Angels will host Kansas City. Trout is hitting .352 against lefties this season and is coming off of that huge, huge weekend in Seattle. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Please subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcasts and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. The show drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. Good luck, everybody. And Manny Machado, get well soon. Here's hoping all of your guys, streakers, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're Strickey!